There is so much. We started on Monday. Okay, we'll start the Tysus and then we'll go from that. We'll get everything from the Tysus. That's what we'll do. We'll get everything from that. Before we start. I hate doing this, but yeah, before we start, what's on my mind. According to Rava, two people bring it. You don't have to say find not. Why not?
Because
it's Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. That's why. Okay? Now, there's really, really, really big problem with this Rashi. I want you to know, because we will get into it right now, but I want you to know, because we learned that Rashi already, that Rashi is so problematic, it's unbelievable. I want you to know what the problem is before we even get anything else. Everyone turns off Hey Amid Aleph. The Hey Amid Aleph, the Gemara is discussing Rabba and Rava. So, there you are.
Rabbi said someone was missing.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, you're dirty today.
What?
You're dirty today. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara is discussing Rabba and Rava. You look right in the middle of the daf. In the Aris of Hada Gemara, there's a dot. And right after the dot is Tashma. Does anyone see that in the Pei Amid Aleph? Right after the dot is Tashma. Mm-hmm. Tashma. The Bible is Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel Ezra Rav Huna. Shnayim Shevi'o Get from Din Seyam. If two people bring a get from Din Seyam, Tzrich and Shem will find Nechlev, or ain't Tzrich and Omer. Or they don't. Now we know, this is our Gemara, right? What does our Gemara say?
According to
Rabbi, you don't. According to Rabbi, you do. So Amalei ain't tzrichim. You don't have to do it. And this is, the Gemara is doing this to prove Rava right. But you don't have to do it. But the Gemara says, why not? What does Rashi say, why not? Why ain't tzrichim? Again, no, our Rashi. Why does Rashi say, according to Rava, two people bring it, why not? Ain't tzrichim. Dr. Gemara, you know why not? The Gemara says, oh, they have a migu. They have a migu. The most unbelievable Gemara here. They have a migu. I don't want to get into yet what the migu is and what kind of migu it is, but the Gemara tells us why, according to Rava, if two people bring don't yet say fine nechlev nechlev, they have a migu. What's the migu? They could have said, oh, we saw her get divorced. So since they could have said, we saw her get divorced, then they don't have to say, vaynata vaynata. So the Gemara says the reason. Comes along our Rashi, and our Rashi says, a different reason. What's the reason Rashi says? And Kaimo, why does Rashi change the Gemara? You know, Rashi seems to just change the Gemara. Now, the Gemara gives us a reason. Why, when two people come, you don't say vaynach vaynachem? Because they have a migu. That's what the Gemara says. What is that?
Ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck? But why does Rashi change that? Yes?
Aside from asking that question, I'm saying you can ask it the other way. Why did the Gemara choose the more straightforward answer to the question? Rashi seems to be the more straightforward parrot.
Right. Oh, so that just makes the question even stronger. That means right is wrong.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gemara, Rashi, who wins?
Yeah.
Yeah? But that's the question.
Yeah.
What's Rashi doing here? But that's something we're going to have to think about. But there's something else here that's very hard. Yes?
Is there anything that on that, that occurred to me more on that page? We have a kiyum without the Edom saying anything?
You still see the fun in that fine nephew.
Oh, they don't have to. We're saying they don't have to say fine nephew.
No, because of the.
And they don't even have to.
So they shouldn't have to say
it. What?
They don't even have to say with the gear shop.
They don't have to say fine gear shop.
So that means that we have a key without them saying anything.
Excellent. That's the second thing you have to worry about. That's the second thing. The migu, usually the migu, what? We went through migus. Remember, we went through migus. We went through Balchanan. Remember, we went through Balchanan. We went through what migu is and everything. Yeah, we did that. Migus usually believe what I say because I could have lied. I could have said this. So what is Gemara saying? Believe what they could have said. Believe what they're saying because they could have said before the gersha. What are they saying?
No.
Nothing. How do you have a migu and a nothing? Like, it's really, really hard what this Gemara really means. How you have a migu and a nothing. What this really means is, the depth of this question is what Eli said. If you don't have to say fainatav, that means, when you don't have to say fainatav, it means, can the Baal be ma'arer? No, it'll work with the ear of Baal. That means saying nothing, if the Baal says mazui, if we won't listen to him. How does that work? That's what you're asking. That's the depth of the question, really.
Why can't the Baal complain?
Because if the Baal complained, then you would have to say Fainat Fainatav. That's why you say Fainat Fainatav. Yes?
In case it's two people, maybe with one they would still need to say Fainatav with Fainatav.
You would have to, right.
Even after Shalom?
What?
Even after Shalom?
Oh, that's something else, but we're not, it's not up there yet. We're not discussing that. What? Yes. I mean, Rashi is against the Gemara. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, why would two people bring it? Don't you have to say fainatav fainatav? Because they have a migu.
Migu here.
What does this mean to have a migu? What does this mean? Now, you're going to learn the Tosvos, the Sui Beitrei. And Tosvos is going to say a different pshat in that Gemara entirely. But it's not Rashi. Rashi is unbelievable what Rashi could mean. I mean, so we learned a very nice Rashi here. Oh, when two people bring it, there's Eidim and Sui Kaimai. But that's not what the Gemara says. That's the problem, yes.
Why would we need a migu here at all? There are two people, they're believed because they're two people. Anytime two people say anything, it's Eidus, it's believed because it's Eidus. Not because of a migu that we could have said something else. Why is it a migu at all? They're believed with whatever they say, it's two people.
Exactly. So that's the question. So if they would say b'fainat v'fainat lav, they'd be believed.
Not because of
Amigo,
though.
Not because of Amigo. But here they're not saying it. Why are they believed by not saying it?
Because they could say anything.
Because they could
why
say anything. That's the only thing. What else would they what else could they say? What?
That's the question is, do they have to say it or not? So if we're going to use Amigo here, which is kind of a stretch because they're not actually saying anything, but even if we're going to use Amigo, we might as well say.
That's a very funny question you're asking. Believe them not to say before not by nothing because they could have said before not by nothing. That's not good. That's not a migu.
I mean, I don't understand why it's migu to say Fanei of Girshah.
What?
Why is that any better? Why is it better? Why is it a better migu to say that? Believe them not saying Bifanei Nefta because they could have said Bifanei Nefta.
I can't answer right now. I can't say right now. But you need a migu. Yes.
Is there any possibility that this type of thing could be more a just on the third games of the time
But the Gemara is talking. The Gemara is saying it in Rava, right?
Yeah.
That according to Rava, you wouldn't have to say it.
Yeah.
Why? That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying.
It's based on the same idea, though. That made a difference.
What mean? Why is it based on the same?
That they're around an area.
That's not the same idea as Migu.
What were you? I'm saying what the Migu is using though.
Migu using that they don't have to say fainatav because they could have said b'fnei girsha. That means the get's good. Not because they're round, because it gets good. They could have said Fenu Girsha.
At a point later in time or right now?
Now, right now. They don't even have to give her a get. They could say, hey, she's a divorced woman.
What if that means that in a month from now they can say Fenu Girsha?
But that's not what it means. It means
like that wasn't given out, so it definitely doesn't mean that.
Right, it means right now, when they give the get, they don't have to say the fighting that for the money. It says right now. Because they don't have to do anything. They can just say fighting gear.
But even from a partial understanding, you have to have some sort of understanding of how it works, that they're giving, that they're having a meeting and then they're believed that's going to happen after they do an action.
But that's the question. That's the question. What's the simple understanding of that? Yeah, that's the question. That is the question.
I thought we were more bothered with why Rashi was saying...
No, I'm saying there's two things. First of all, why Rashi? Second of all, it's Gemara itself. You know, what kind of migu is on nothing? Yes?
Would Rashi in this case say that even if they don't say anything, which is the migu, the Rabbanan would still ask them, is it the Shema?
It's not going to Lushma, it's going to Rafa. Yeah, it's going to Rafa. Okay, we're going on. Yes.
Didn't we say in Doraisa every time you have a star with Edomon and words?
Yeah.
So when they say nothing, because you said that the signatures on the get are like they were Mishinachar Ubavazin, Edos and Vazin, but they're not saying anything, they don't really need to say anything, no? Because it's Doraisa, it's good. I mean, when two guys come in with a get and say nothing.
So now, when two guys come in a get, it's a sure good get, right? But there's a Mishnah, and I've based on the Aleph and Gittin. It says you have to say for nothing, even though it's right, it's a good get. Because we're afraid the Baal's be Ma'arer. Right? Mm-hmm. So now this Chashash Erer goes off by two people. Why does it go off by two people? Because they have a Migu. What could that mean? The last one.
Yeah, because the call of Tana takes away the shash of the Baal Mara, because she could win no matter what. She's the machine come. So.
That is true. That's Rabbi Chanan would say that. But Rabbi Chanan would never say that. Why? Because there has to be something. There's got to be something. Some Tana. Not nothing. You're taking Rabbi Chanan to another degree. Koach HaTaina, since I could say that, I don't have to say anything that way. That's not Koach HaTaina.
Remember, the
Shia
said nothing in order
yeah.
for the
Migu
can't work with
us? No, the Migu worked when Shia said nothing. That was hard.
Yeah, but besides that, the Migu can go take away the Derabon. I mean, it's only Derabon and the Chashash. The rest of like Mal said, it's fine. So the Migu can, in essence, take away the Derabon and the Chashash, and therefore you're not saying anything.
That's even harder to understand how that works.
What do you mean you do with the atonement though? The atonement didn't say anything.
What?
The atonement didn't say anything. So we're saying
there aminan with the migu. So it's not their taina, but there is a taina for the migu. Here there's nothing. It's a big difference. All right, we're going on. Anyway, I just want you to know that before we go on. Now, Rabbi said, "Lefishe miyishrael." Let's see the Tosfos. We're going to Tosfos inside. This is an unbelievable Tosfos. There's so much to talk about it. Lefishe mikiyin l'shma. Im tomar, ma'ishna l'shma de'im mikiyin m'shar filkas gitni. Go mechubar v'shin shma v'shma nitzav yom nitzav molarva. Let's take this Tosfos bit by bit, slowly. You know, I like to do that. Bit. I like your sneakers. They're nice.
Thank you.
Look,
wow.
look, and what?
Yeah,
okay. Anyway, I wear those on Shabbos. Yeah, anyway, let's start from the beginning. You know what type of kasha is. The fish ain't beginning with Shema. What does Rashi say? Ein b'nei midis hayam b'nei Torah. People live in Chutz Laaretz are not B'nai Torah. They yodim shetzarach litzav get l'shem isha. They don't know this din. The crux of it's a pasuk. V'chassal l'seh v'krisos, dainu l'shema. So, Rashi says, people of the Yisiyam are amaratzim. They can't darshim psukim. They don't know the dinim. Okay? Therefore, we're worried about l'shema. Frek Tosfos, if this Rashi is right, this Tosfos is going on this Rashi. If Rashi's right, what about other things? So Tosfos gives three examples. The Ravid gives another four examples. A lot of Rishonim give other examples, but we'll discuss Tosfos' three examples. Mechubar. Let's discuss Mechubar for a second. There's Mechubar. Why don't you have to say, why not Lefish Ein Bekinin but Mechubar? Why only Lishma? What about Mechubar? That there's a pasuk v'kasav l'asev v'kasav v'nasan biyada. So Gemara says v'kasav v'nasan. You have to write it and be able to give it. If there's something else you have to do in between, it's puzzle. What's that? Mechubar. I could write a leaf, and then cut it off and then give it to a lady. Not kosher. It was written on mechubar and then cut. Or I would take a cow and write a get on the side of the cow and then kill the cow and take off the leather and give it to the woman. Mechusar, whatever.
You give her the cow.
What?
You give her the cow.
Now, that's very good. But there's two different Gemaras. One Gemara is giving the cow or giving the tree. That's not good also because it's mechubar. That's not your, you can't. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the din of you're giving not mechubar, because that's what we're, you see, if you give mechubar, they don't have to say it's not mechubar because it is mechubar. That can't be what we're talking about here. We have to be talking about where they're giving a non-mechubar object and that was mechubar when it was written. That's what we're talking about. So Tosfos says, let's worry about mechubar. Yes. What?
The signing. Because you sign before mechubar, or you write it before after.
Machlok is Reb Meir and Reb Elazar. That we'll see. If Eidi Masir Kate, Eich Sir Mekate. What does Vekasav mean? Reb Meir says Vekasav means writing, and Reb Elazar says Vekasav means. I'm sorry. Reb Meir says Vekasav means signing, and Reb Elazar says Vekasav means writing. What the word Vekasav means? Machlok is Tanayin. V'kasav means v'kasav, or v'kasav means v'kasav. Okay? So Fred Tosfos says, what about mechubar? Why does Rabba say, oh, they have to say v'fayinach v'fayinachav because v'fish e b'kiin l'shma. What about mechubar? They're not bucky mechubar. And according to Rashi, what would you have to do if so?
Ask him.
He said, if I not find Naftav, and then you have to ask him, and was it Mechubar? So maybe because of Mechubar, you have to do it. What's funny is that Mechubar is a way out case. You know, to say you have to find Naftav because it might be Mechubar, usually a get is on a piece of paper. It's on paper. So, is there such a thing as mechubar on paper?
No.
What?
Well, a tree trunk.
Paper.
No.
So, that means Tosfos asking, let's say, b'fayinach v'nechtav, because only when it's not paper, or it might not be paper, but the truth is, this is wrong, because Tosfos asking, l'shitaso, there's some things you have to know. There's a Tosfos later, the Tosfos is Machadesh. And if I have a big piece of paper, I write a get on the big piece of paper, and that cut off the get, that's, and I give her the get, that's also puzzle. Even paper, a get from a big piece of paper is also puzzle. So there's a psula mechubar in paper also, according to Tosfos. That's what Tosfos is asking here. Okay? Because in paper, it's also a problem of mechubar.
Can you if it's a torrent and just this stuff?
I have to remember exactly what daf it is. Maybe it is. No, it's here. Okay, anyway. That's one case. Then, Shinui Shema Ushma. Shinui Shema Ushma. If they don't know halachas, they don't know Shinui Shema Ushma. Now, there's two types of Shmini. I just want you to understand what Tosfos is talking about. There's two types of Shinui Shema Ushma. You change the names entirely, right? You change the names. That's puzzle. That's not what Tosfos is talking about. Why isn't Tosfos talking about? Because Tosfos is talking about Ilkas Gittin. They don't know Hilchas Gittin. But that's a din in all shtaras. If I borrow money from Izzy, and it says in the shtar, Rishon Levitz borrowed money from Yanko. Is it a kosher shtar? No, it's Izzy, not Yanko. So therefore, just changing names, it's a puzzle shtar anyway. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about they don't know Hilchas Gittin. So, what is Tosis talking about? There's Gemara later, and Gemara talks about where you have one place you called one thing, another place you have a nickname, something else. Or different places, you called something else. Eitan might be called Eitan in Landers, and then when he goes on the Great Neck, they'll call him Mokhmut, and this joke. Does that one here have a different name someplace else? You know what?
Twin Rivers, I'm Michael.
What?
Twin Rivers, they call me Michael.
Very good, that's the best case. But it's not good to you, but again, it says Ellie. They want to use it in Twin Rivers, where he's called Michael. That's not kosher. So maybe that's what's going on here. Why don't they even have to say, and it's the same name?
So forget the puzzle star works?
What?
Forget the puzzle star works.
Shtar works for that.
But not get.
And get doesn't, right. That's the din of get. Okay?
Wait, in what case exactly does shtar...
Well, a change of name is puzzle in all shtar. We're talking about a different name that you sometimes use here, or you don't use there, or use there, or use there. Only by getting the problem. If you ever go to a get or learn Hilchas Gittin or anything like that, names are a big deal. Names are a big deal, and if you ever go to a get, and I was by a get, everyone knows, a couple of months ago, and that get, he's called this, and he's called this, and over there he's called this, and whoever knows what I'm talking about, the guy has five names.
Awesome.
What? Yes.
Kirby, how far does that go? Let's say your friends call you like a version of your name, like for a joke, or like it just became like your name around your friends.
It has to say it.
Okay, I'll just give an example, like, in Chassid Shalom,
and
has, like,
suckers
calling
Yish. What?
Yish.
Yish?
Like, instead of Yishai. So
would that have to go down? You wouldn't need a get ever, but in your get, you would have to say Yishai Hamachuna Yish. Or else it wouldn't be a kosher get, really. Okay? That's what we're talking about, yes. What?
Right.
What? No, we're talking about a different name.
Spelling doesn't matter.
No. Even spelling does matter, but spelling is not going to puzzle yet. What? What? It won't puzzle yet. Okay. When Alex Rodriguez got divorced, it had to say Alex Rodriguez and Machuna Arod. I don't know why you throw that out, by the way.
Which time?
That's a good question. Okay. Anyway. Okay. That's that case. V'nichtam v'yom v'nichtam b'layla. That's a problematic case because it becomes very problematic. But even a shtar, but a get that's written during the day and signed at night is a puzzle get. Why is a puzzle get? What?
He's going to go to base and he's going to claim stuff that was before when it was signed.
That would be great, but that's on a regular shtar. But get it says something else.
The husband said that they take probably from the wife before
that if he gives her a divorce, I mean, he writes it during the day and then signs at night. When does the divorce take place?
At night.
But if she has this get and she had committed adultery during the day and it was with his nephew, he doesn't want his nephew to get killed. So she'll use this get with his okay to save his nephew's life. So it's called Shem Yechapa al Basachoso. This get is puzzle. That, what? Okay. Well, Anyway, so that was a different psulim. So why aren't we worried about those other psulim? Yes.
Does the get have to be given the day that it's written?
What?
Does the get have to be given the day that it's written?
Hold Rabbanan about Zman Begitten. I can't answer that question right now. Yes.
So the question is that why are we not worried about Bikin and those?
Why is Rabba only worried about Lishma?
Ksiva.
What? Ksiva Shema. There's other psalm also.
I mean, but why don't we need Bikin and the other dinim also if people can
talk? That means when a guy comes from Chutz Laretz, instead of fighting Nachtav, and the question is why, Rabba should say, oh, because it might not be Lishma. And it might not be Mechubar. And it might not be Shinur Shmai Vishma. And it might be Nechtav 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 Malayla. Why is Rabbi just pick Lishma?
I mean, because people in Chutzlaretz are Amei Aretz.
Yeah, Amei Aretz, they have no other dinim also.
So we're saying should be a universal.
It should cover everything. Why is Rabbi say? Aspects. Why is Rabbi say Lishma? Let's go on. The Ein Lomar, and you can't say, the Nakal Lishma is Shchiach Tvei. Lishma is the most Shchiach thing. The Mishkach Get, Shishmo Kishmo, Lishma Kishmo. But that's the simple thing. You find a get in the garbage, that's your name and your wife's name, and you use it. And it's not Lishma. That's the most Shchiach thing. Meshadala. The Gama Sofer, Shiragal Lichtav Tosve Gitin. And so for rights practices on a get, and he practices. So these gets are around. I give shit ben mishdali because of shmo v'shma. That means when he's practicing, he just writes two names. V'hu adin shar hilchas gitin. Now you got to know what Tosas is saying. So Tosas is saying, maybe he says l'shma because that's the most shriach. But what does he really mean?
Everything.
Everything. He really means, Rabba really means everything. Rabba means all problems. B'fayin Nachtav takes care of all problems of a get. Just why does he say l'shma? Because that's the most shriach thing. But it really is for all problems. Maybe that's shot in Rabba. So tells us that's not true. That's not true. Ze'ena. It says later that the three things that get is like a shtar shechur. Uparach va'ik l'shma. It says molech umevi. It says they're alike for molech umevi. Now the Gemara says, what about l'shma? They're alike for l'shma also. You have to have l'shma. The Gemara says, bishrei m'rabba hainu molech umevi. According to Rabba, l'shma is molech umevi. That's what molech umevi is. They have to say, find that for l'shma. Al Rabba kasha. Vesu, then the Gemara asks, Vesu ben Rava Haika Mechubar. So now, if Mechubar goes into Lishma, the Gemara wouldn't ask as Mechubar, because that's, Lishma doesn't mean Lishma, Lishma means everything. So we see from that Gemara that Lishma doesn't mean everything. Amal Rava Dafka Nach Lishma, Becham Alchamevi, Becham Nach at Mechubar. Okay, so that's Tosa's question. Tosa's question is, why does Rava pick Lishma? If they're Amaratzim, they don't know anything. They don't know the other halachas either.
Rabbi Tosa saying that according to Rabba, the Hanukkah was only for one purpose, Lishma?
Yeah. Not for
anyone. Right. Gemara, Rabbi said before that Tosa was asking when she talks about the Kobar. Gemara also asked about the Kobar by Gid.
No. You see, that could go in everything, in all Mechubars, because that just. The law of Mechubar is by both. The law of Mechubar does exist. You can't write an animal.
For all
Staros? For Gita Nashim and Shkura Avadim.
Right, which have the same.
And why doesn't it say it? Why doesn't it say it?
Why?
The Gemara says, why doesn't it say that? The same about that. Yeah. Yes, who wants someone to add something here? Okay. Therefore, in Fashman Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, nah, Rashi's wrong. The B'chol HaLilas Git in between. Rashi said they're Amaratzim and they don't know anything. Sub-Tosfos, no. They're not Amaratzim. They're B'nai Torah. Rashi says they're not B'nai Torah. People in Chutz Lartz can be B'nai Torah. And they're Lamdanim. But they know everything of Hilchos Gittin. Ela d'hach drasha, the v'kasa v'lishma, einan nirskan ikka drasha. They argued about lishma. It happens a lot of times. You have a whole yeshiva full of great Talmid Chachamim, and they'll argue about something. You have Gemaras with the greatest Talmid Chachamim, you have Rav Shmuel, you have Abai and Rav, and you have Hillel and Beis Shammai. They argue. So the people in Chutz Lartz argue about lishma. They didn't hold of it. So therefore, that answers the question right away. How does it answer the question? All the other things we're not worried about. Why not worry about the other things? They accept it. Then they're come done. The Ein Bekiyin, what does it mean, Ein Bekiyin? It says Ein Bekiyin Lishma. What does the word Bekiyin mean? Bucky. They don't know it. According to Tosos, is it they don't know it? They don't hold of it. So Rashi says, the Ein Bekiyin Pirish, Ein Choshin Adrash Lishma. Ein Bekiyin doesn't have to mean Ein Bekiyin. Ein Bekiyin could also mean they don't hold of it. Ulaka Shalamdu. The Gemara says later that when people learned about Lishma, so it seems that they didn't learn about it before and then they learned about it afterwards. According to Tosfos, did they learn about it before?
Yeah.
Yes, they learned about it before also. The common Pirush Achashi Kiblua, after they accepted it. Not after they learned, but after they accepted it. Okay. That is Tosfos. Now, comes along the Rashash, and the Rashash asks, I ask you to go into Rashash today. The Rashash asks a very good question. When Tosu says Lishma is what is Rishma is Shrikatvei? Rishma is Shrikatvei. But what does Tosa Engel Omar, Rishma Shrikatvei? And what does Tosa mean to say by that? We don't say Rishma Shrikatvei, but what?
Rather, we're concerned about everything.
Rather, we're concerned about everything. We just use the word Rishma as an umbrella to cover everything. The Rashash says, why doesn't Tosos say the simpler thing? That Rava says you're worried about Lishma because that's Shriach. He agrees that's the one that's Shriach. So Rava says you only worry about the one that's Shriach. So then that would be the greatest answer. That would be the simplest answer. Tosos says, oh, it's Shriach, so the wording is used in an umbrella. As Rashash, why doesn't Tosos say, if Tosos knows it's Shriach, why not say simply, Rabbah says, oh, you're not, the Bezin wouldn't, the Mishnah wouldn't make a fayinach fayinach of something that's not Shriach. We only do it for something that's Shriach. So what's Shriach? Lishma. So maybe it's only Lishma, because Lishma is Shriach Tvei. I mean, it's a tremendous question. It's it's so good that when you learn first learn the Tosos, you think that that's what Tosos means. Most people learn the Tosos think that that's what Tosos means. Oh, Shriach. Therefore, the Chama make it the Kana for Lishma, but it's more Shriach. But that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says it's more Shriach, that's why it's an umbrella. Tosfos doesn't like the umbrella thing. It means everything. But just say Pashit, it only means Lishma because it's more Shriach. Does everyone understand the question? Yes?
And we know that Tosfos uses Lishma as an umbrella from which
where? No, oh.
From
Vehuadin.
So that was all part of the Halakha that you addressed immediately.
Right, but if you say the other pshat, you wouldn't reject that. Why is it rejected?
Don't say Shriach.
Don't say Shriach, therefore it's an umbrella. No, then if we say you can't say it's an umbrella because we see the Gemara later, Mechubar, right?
You would only say it's an umbrella if it was Shriach.
No.
But we don't say that.
We don't say it's an umbrella.
We don't say it's an umbrella because of Shriach.
Yeah.
We say it's an umbrella because of
Shriach. No, we say it's not an umbrella.
We say it's
not an umbrella.
Unique.
What?
You say, because it's unique?
Tosha says, because that's
a special issue of
that's what they argued about. They argued on Lishma.
Right.
But just say simply, Tosha's like says, it's Shriach, therefore Rabbah says we worry about Shriach things. We don't worry about non-Shriach things. That's a tremendous question. Really tremendous question. How do you answer this question? Now, if you remember Monday, I asked you to learn the Gemara a little bit late, a little more in the Gemara. Okay, so let's just talk about that for a minute till we get to how to answer this question. You have Machlokas Rav and Rava. Fainachta Lishma, Fainachta for Kiyam. In fact, the Gemara asks, hey, you always need two people for Edus. How's one Shiach good enough for Edus? Right? The Gemara goes through that, you need two. One's not good enough, you need two. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, Rov Bikine. We're talking about the Lishma now. Rov do Arbak Lishma. If you have made a Chashim Yute, Stam Sifri Adina Migmar Gmira. Stam Sifri Adina Migmar Gmira. They also hold of it. I mean, most Sofrim, very few Sofrim would write get to Rov Lishma. They wouldn't do it. Rabbanan Hud Itzrich. And Rabbanan need b'fai nechta b'fai nechtav. V'halka m'shum aguna kile b'Rabbanan. And m'shum aguna, Rabbanan said, okay, one's enough. So really you don't need two edim. Really you shouldn't need any edim, because it's for sure l'shma. But Rabbanan needed it. Rabbanan say, hey, but we need it. And m'shum aguna kile b'Rabbanan, that one person's enough. Now, why do Rabbanan say we need it? Why do Rabbanan say we need to find out the find out? Why? That's a machokas Rashi and Tosfos. I want you to get this because you have to know this now. That will be a machokas Rashi and Tosfos. If you look at the last Rashi and the Daf, Rabbanan Huda Istrach, Ramechash Ramilsa, to worry about it, Mishum Di'ika Da Ashkach Kosav Omid, because it's possible to find a get that's already written. A person might have written a get, and then he came home, and then his wife served him a good supper, and he said, you know, hey, not worth it. And he throws the get in the garbage. The garbage man comes, the guy picks up the garbage, says the get, hey, my name, my wife's name, let me divorce her. You know, that could happen. Since we're worried about that happening, so therefore we make you say Lishma. But since it's a very slight shash, so Mishum Aguna Akil Rabbi Rabbanan. So why do we make you say Fainachtav in the Gemara? Why? What's the shash? What's the shash? Okay, let's go there. Who is Choshesh? Who is Choshesh? We are Choshesh. That means Bezdin thinks, hey, this get might not be Lishma. Bezdin thinks this get might not be Lishma.
Okay?
Yeah, Tosus argues about that. Tosus says, no, that's not happening. We're afraid that the Baal might come and be Ma'arer and say the get's not Lishma. We're afraid the Baal might, we don't even think about it not being Lishma. But we're afraid the Baal might be Ma'arer and say it's not Lishma. For that, Mishum Aguna Kiyo Barbanan, one is enough. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, we're not worried about Lishma. We're not worried about it. What are we worried about?
Ir Habal.
That's what we're worried about. Is everyone with me so far?
Yep.
No, Mishum Aguna, they're going to be making.
Yeah. And one's enough. Comes along to Rosh Hashanah, he said, Rosh Hashanah says, a wonderful answer. Like, wonderful. Like, it's unbelievable. He says, I asked a question. Maybe use Lishma because it's more Shriach, right? It's more Shriach to happen.
In the question, please.
He says, that Svara could only be according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, it's our Chash. We're afraid it's not Lishma. What's the thing that's Shriach? What Bezin should worry about? Lishma. Bezin worry about Lishma. But he says, according to Tosfos, if we worry about the Eirer, the Baal could say whatever he wants. There's no Shriach. The Baal could say, hey, it's not Mechuber. The Baal could say, hey, it was not written right. And what the Baal is making up, there's no shriach and not shriach. Therefore, Tosus cannot learn that, oh, we say Lishma because Lishma is more shriach. That can't be. Because I don't care if Lishma is more shriach, because it's the, we're worried about the Baal's error. That's what we're worried about.
In that regard, it's all the same.
And then it's all the same. So what does Tosus say, would you think? We think, oh, maybe Lishma, since it's more shriach, covers everything, is umbrella. That's true. But that's a tremendous teretz. But you have to know that at the end of the Gemara, really, there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What by Yishmael? What are we? What's going on? Rashi holds it's our Bezdin's problem. Hey, maybe it's not Lishma. Tosfos says it's for sure Lishma, but we're afraid the Baal might be Ma'ara. That's not Lishma. And that, if you didn't get that, you have to chaz this, because that's a beautiful thing. That answer.
But the ear of Baal will
happen,
right?
No, the ear of Baal, there's no shriach and not shriach. The Baal, if the Baal wants to be ma'ara, he'll say whatever he wants. There's no more shriach. Oh, this ear is more shriach than that shriach. No.
It's for his choice, so therefore...
The yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? We want to know if it's Baal so that we can fight off the Baal's ear. That's...
What?
Doesn't Rava say that according
we
to...
We want to know if it's not mechubar to fight off the Baal's ear.
I mean, based on what he said, yeah, okay, from the Torah's Gittin / Nachum, that saying the Faranatham, that it was written in Sinai Lishma means that it could never have been Mizuya.
What does that do with this?
When the Baal is Ma'ar, he's claiming it's Mizuya, no?
What?
When the Baal is Ma'ar, he's saying that it's Mizuya. He's not talking about any other halachas. He doesn't come in and say. Oh,
we're saying about why do you say Faranatham? We're talking about without saying Faranatham. We're worried about it. If there's no b'fanei nefei netav, we're afraid the Baal's going to come be ma'ara. That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
Not he's after we say b'fanei
nefei netav. No, and what's he going to say? That's
Mizuya. Yeah. So, yeah. And you didn't say anything. You didn't say b'fanei nefei netav. You're talking about after you say b'fanei nefei netav. Yes.
Why don't we say that the Baal's ear only works on something that's a shia?
So that goes in the Tosos. The Tosos, I didn't want to go that deep with Tosos. Tosos says it's a Laz. Laz is everything.
Meaning, if the followers can come in and say something ridiculous about this guy.
Yeah, but he's saying the truth.
No, if you were to come in and say, I didn't write it, it was just created by aliens. Some people would trust that Laz.
Good, because that can't happen.
Right, so I'm saying something is so uncommon.
He says a guy wrote it. Even though it's uncommon, the Laz is a good Laz. Yeah. Yes?
Just to clarify for myself, the reason why Rashi doesn't mention any of these other cases that Mechubar are is because he's talking about what's common in terms of the overall arching.
No, we don't know what Rashi means yet. Tosos just asked a great question, Rashi. We don't have any answer for Rashi.
But I'm saying the reason why Tosos is saying that, oh, why is that just common for the Shema? Because he's saying the Baal can say anything. So it's not just one thing's more common than the other.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I just don't understand why you can't have something more Shkiah for an era that the Baal has. If you had like 1,000 people who forced their wives, and you'd see that some things are more common than other things.
Yeah, but when it comes to the Baal's era, he can be Ma'ar wherever he wants.
That's true, but if we know that this is something that's done, half of all of them are done with this specific way.
Oh, so what Shash says is when it comes to ear Baal, he'll say anything. There's more Sheikh than my Sheikh. That's what he says. He'll just say whatever comes to his mind. Yeah. He'll just say whatever comes to his mind. There's no Sheikh to him. There's no Sheikh and not Sheikh. He'll say whatever comes to his mind. Yes. Last thing.
Using the Rambam between Rashi and Tosos, is the Rishash answering something?
He says, why didn't Tosos say Pashat? Lishma is more Shriach, therefore...
It only works with Rashi, not with Tosos.
He's saying Tosos couldn't be saying that because according to Tosos, that wouldn't be an answer.
One second.
We're not up to Rashi yet. Wait.
Okay.
One second. Now, Rashi doesn't say what Tosos says, right? Rashi does not say what Tosos says. Rashi says the Amaratzim. So the Amaratzim for everybody. So how would Rashi answer this question? How does Rashi answer Tosfos' question? Why doesn't it say Mechubar? Why doesn't it say all this? So you might say it's an umbrella. You might say, according to Rashi, Rashi does believe in the umbrella thing. You know, it's umbrella, everything. It's everything. But the easiest way to say it is, Rashi holds, like we just said, it's more shliach. That's what the Rashash says now. Therefore, we understand Rashi greatly now. We understand Rashi. When Rashi says the Amaratzim, then why does Rabbi use Lishma? Oh, because Lishma is the more shliach thing. What did the Rashash say? Oh, but you can't use that answer because we're talking about Irabal. According to Rashi, what are we talking about? Bezin's Chashash. What's Bezin's Choshesh? Only something that's Shriach. So the Rashash says, so now we understand Rashi. Great. According to Rashi, it's simple. Rabbi said Lishma because Lishma is most Shriach. And it's a simple answer. Yes? What?
Shailima makes sense that it could be talking about multiple Shashas and that he might be talking about five things that we're worried about.
So most Achronim, or all Achronim, say just the opposite. That when Rashi says Shalinan if Lishma, Rashi doesn't say Shalinan if it's Lishma and Shalinan if it's Mechubar and Shalinan this and Shalinan that, Shalinan that. Rashi seems to say Shalinan Lishma. That's the only thing you ask him. They were just the opposite of you. I would say, you might be right also, that according to Rashi, maybe if it's umbrella, then when he comes in and says Vayinaklav, then you'd say it was Lishma, yes. Was it Mechubar, yes. And you get a whole list of things according to Rashi. Most Achrayim say that's not Mashmah and Rashi.
Is there somewhere specific they're going to
have them? What? No. No place. No place. Yes.
Where did the Rashash talk about the Rashi?
What?
Where did the Rashash talk about the Rashi?
He doesn't, but that's what comes out of it. You have to understand from the Rashash that this is the answer to Rashi. Yeah. Yes.
So the Rashi only is worried about the things that are
most Shriach. Why isn't Tosfos?
Because
his Tosfos is worried about Irabal. You know, the thing is Shriach and not Shriach, but Irabal. Rashi is worried about our Kshash. We're Koshish, only something that's more Shriach. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
a great answer for Rashi. Great.
Yeah, Tosfos, what? Tosfos,
it's Irabal. Now, the Ran answers a different answer. But whether you could stick it in Rashi, I don't know. The Ran says, hey, Sofrim were Tamei Chachamim. When you say Ein Bnei Minyan Tamei Chachamim, you know, Sofrim were Tamei Chachamim. So anything that has to do with the Sofer, they knew what to do. So when it comes to writing it on Mechubar, would the Sofer do that?
No.
No. When it comes to writing it on the wrong day, would the Sofer do that? No. Give you the wrong name, would the Sofer do that? No. But if a regular guy found a get that was written, would he use it? Yeah. Maybe. So the Ran says, when it comes to problems with the Sofer, Rabbah's not worried about the Sofer. Sofer's new stuff. We're worried about regular people. The only thing to worry about regular people is one thing, Lishma. That's how the Ran says. That's what the Ran wants to answer Tosfos' question, how the Ran wants to do it. Whether that's what Rashi means, I don't think so. Because Rashi says, "Ein b'nei minyasi yamim b'nei Torah v'ein yodim shitzara chitta v'get l'shem isha." It seems I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. I can't really decide if you can stick around to Rashi. Yes.
It does have to be shkiyah going to Rashi. Can't it just mean that it's like that's the acre of the get, like is a shema, and that's why Rashi.
There's no such thing.
What?
Mechubar is not an ikar. Everything's ikar. Yes.
According to that, Rabbi, we have like a chazaka or some type of, we could transfer over certain statuses between getting, like, if you find a get in a garbage, you can assume between 100 people that none of them would have had it as Mechubar and none of them.
We assume the sofer wrote it right.
But the only thing that would make a difference for a person person is the fact that it needs to be written for that guy's wife.
Right, so the sofer did write it right. But then and he gave it to the guy, but the guy threw it in the garbage.
And he wrote it right for the first person.
That's the only, this is the only problem for the normal person. Everything else is a Sofer's problem. Sofer don't have a problem.
How does that not, you could even give the Daik and Rashi that Ibn and Dinas Yam and B'nai Torah, yeah, regular people are not B'nai Torah. They don't know that if you, you know, they would, you could make a Daik and Rashi that the Ron would work beautifully.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Could be. Maybe the Ron, Rashi would hold like the Ron. But I like the way with Rashash in Rashi. That's a Mogamdish way. That's a beautiful way to learn Rashi. Okay, let's just go on a little bit. One second, I just want to think of. Oh, there's something I wanted to say and I forgot. Okay. Anyway. So, now Tosus goes on, gets on Rashi for the other thing Rashi said. Remember what Rashi said? Rashi said, b'fayinachdam, and then you ask him, l'shma. Tosus doesn't like this. What a b'yishah kutris, there are mele shalinim, he asked him, you have l'shma. Vamer in, he says, yes. Ain't nearer. Tosus says, it's not nearer to me that this is what Rab is talking about. That means we have a whole Masechta Gittin. If, according to Rabbah, you have to ask the person, you have to ask the Sheikh, was it Lishma? It should have said in one Gemara, like a whole Masechta Gittin, and not saying the main thing that you ask if it's Lishma. Tosafot says this can't be. If Rashi be right, it would have said it someplace in the Masechta. Tosafot knew the Masechta, it's nowhere in the Masechta. That's the Tosafot's first question. V'od, im kein, leim ikim b'nayu, im tzorach lishol. And if there is a difference, I mean, you know, if according to Rashi, you have to ask, who would you have to ask according to? Rabbah. According to Rabbah, would you have to ask?
No.
So that should be, when the Gemara says, my b'nayu, one of the b'nayu should be, oh, if you have to ask him after he says it, was it lishma or not? That should be.
The Gemara says that.
Yeah. Now, there's a simple question as the answer to this, and Tosos himself says this answer later. And why Tosos doesn't answer it here, I don't know. There's a simple answer to this, that Tosos says later that when the Gemara says, my b'nayu, the Gemara's question is, when will you say b'fani nechtav according to one and not say it according to one? That's the Gemara's question. My b'nayu is, when will one say b'fani nechtav or won't say b'fani nechtav? When according to Rabbah, will you say it? Or according to Rabbah, won't you say it? Or according to Rabbah, yes? Or according to Rabbah, no? This, my b'nayu, what Tosus is asking, is not the same thing. What is this? After they said b'fani nechtav, do you ask them about l'shma? That's not, Tosus says later that this is not what the Gemara means when the Gemara says my b'nayu. When the Gemara says my b'nayu, the Gemara wants to know a case where you say b'fani nechtav or you don't say b'fani nechtav, which is a simple answer to Tosus' question on Rashi. And Tosus himself answers that. So I don't know. When we get to that, we'll see. But Tosus himself answers that. We'll get to read tomorrow. Have a great day. Thank you for coming.